The Kyla Davenport Child Protection Act passed the U.S. Senate unanimously last night. It's a bill that asks Attorney General Eric Holder to issue a state-by-state report on child abuse prevention laws within 6 months. The goal is to get states to increase punishment for child abuse offenders. WFAE's Tasneem Shama reports.
The bill is named after Kyla Davenport of Union County. Her grandfather, Brian Davenport, remembers how his granddaughter used to be.
She loved to be outside. She loved to dance. She loved music. She loved singing. She's just a loving child all the way around.
And then in May of 2012, the three-year-old stepfather threw her against the wall.
She couldn't communicate anymore, you know, verbally. She couldn't walk, talk. She had to be fed by us, changed. She had to go back into diapers again. The incident stole her innocence and her childhood.
A jury found Joshua Hauser guilty of felony child abuse in February. He was sentenced to a maximum of 10 years. Just a few weeks later, Kyla died from brain injuries. Union County District Attorney Trey Robinson says that wasn't enough punishment for her abuser.
In this particular case, I'd argue that it was not enough time. I mean, I've never been around a child in all my years. I've never been around a child as grievously injured as Kyla was, short of actually being, you know, murdered.
He says that what passed on Wednesday night might not have much of an impact, at least in North Carolina. It calls for Attorney General Eric Holder to review state child abuse laws and make recommendations. Last year, the Davenport family helped pass a law in the state General Assembly that increased penalties for child abuse offenders, in some cases doubling the minimum sentence for the worst offenders. Brian Davenport says he knows the federal version of Kyla's law is not as strong, but he likes knowing she didn't die in vain.
It's a tremendous honor, you know, that our granddaughter's name is on a piece of federal legislation, and it's a true honor that to know that she's going to go on to save other children's lives.
For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.